I'll begin this morning by reading a passage from the Amida Sutra. The Amida Sutra is one of the three sutras upon which our Jodo Shinshu tradition, our teaching, is based. In this passage, Shakyamuni Buddha is telling his disciple Ananda about the Pure Land of Amida Buddha, and he's specifically telling us what this Pure Land of Amida Buddha is like.
そして、最初は今日阿弥陀経の一部を皆さんに聞きたいと思いますが、この阿弥陀経というのは釈迦様がお弟子の阿南尊者に阿弥陀如来のお浄土は一体どんなところであるということを説明するときにこういうふうに述べております。
I invite you to join me in 合唱をお願いします。 Beyond 100,000 kotis of Buddha lands westward from here, there is a land called Perfect Bliss. In that land, there is a Buddha called Amida, who is expounding the Dharma at this moment. Shariputra, why is that land called Perfect Bliss? It is because the people of that land experience no suffering. Rather, they know only every kind of pleasure. This is why it is called Perfect Bliss.
ここから西の方へ 10万の国も仏芸方々の国々を過ぎたところに極楽と名付けられる世界がある。そこには阿弥陀仏と申し上げる仏様がおられて、今教えを説かれています。
シャリホツヨ、その国をなぜ極楽と名付けられるかというと、その国の人々は何の苦しみもなく、ただいろいろな楽しみだけを受けているから極楽というのであると。ナマンダブツ。Good morning, everyone.
みなさんおはようございます。
Who's on Christmas, or shall we say winter break already? Yeah? Yeah? Who's not? So thank you all for joining us here this Sunday. We've been talking all month about Shakyamuni Buddha, right? Shakyamuni Buddha is the person who lived in India 2,500 years ago, and we consider him to be the founder of Buddhism. He was the Buddha who lived in our world. And we've been talking specifically about his enlightenment, how he became enlightened, and what he did after he became enlightened. Today we're going to talk about his first teaching. Last week we started talking a little about his first teaching, but today I want to really kind of get into the meat of that first teaching that the Buddha gave, specifically the teaching of the Four Noble Truths. Has anyone here heard of the Four Noble Truths before? Yeah, this is kind of the most basic teaching of Buddhism. Most people who know even a little bit about Buddhism, they can say, oh, well, the Buddhist teaching is based on the Four Noble Truths. This is a common teaching shared by all Buddhists. And so today I want to remind everyone to talk a little bit about this teaching of the Four Noble Truths. So some of you raised your hands when I mentioned that we have this teaching of the Four Noble Truths that the Buddha taught. It's part of the very first teaching he gave after he became enlightened. And so there are four. And so he began, of course, with the number one, the first, what's called the First Noble Truth. Can anyone tell me what the First Noble Truth is? Does anybody know? It's called the truth of, do you know?
Life is suffering.
Life is suffering. Okay, life is suffering is one way to translate it. The actual word that the Buddha used is a Sanskrit word. He used the word dukkha. Dukkha. Have you ever heard the word dukkha? A few people, many of you haven't. We often translate this word as suffering. One of the examples the Buddha used to describe the meaning of the word dukkha is a cartwheel, a wheel. So we all know what wheels are, right? You have wheels on your bicycle, wheels on your car, wheels on a shopping cart at the grocery store. And he said, a wheel that's not quite sitting right on its axle, a wheel that's a little bit off. Has anyone ever been to the grocery store and pushed a shopping cart before? Yeah? Have you ever had one of the wheels wasn't quite right? And it kind of wiggles a little bit, and you're walking down the aisle, and then all of a sudden you're smashing into the cereal aisle, right? Sometimes it won't just go quite straight. And the Buddha said, that's what our life is like. Our life is like, we want to go straight, we want to go this direction, but we always, our wheels are not just quite on straight, so we always are bumping into things. Some people say life is a bumpy road. We're always bumping into things. We're always having various kinds of difficulties in our life. まあ、釈迦様の初めの教えは、まあ、死体という、まあ、四つの正しい教え。で、最初は苦しみの教えとよく言われるんですけど、これはサンスクリットのドゥッカという言葉は、この一つのウィールが、ちゃんと収まってないから、まっすぐに行けないということ。というのは私たちの人生にすでに、ちょっと難しいことにぶつけたりすることがあります。You know what he taught? He taught eight kinds of difficulty. He said eight kinds of hard times, eight kinds of, you might say, suffering that we encounter in life. And the very first one, can anyone guess what the first one is? The very first thing you experience in life, the Buddha said, that's suffering. What's the first thing that happens to you? You're born, right? And what do babies do when they're born? They cry, right? Do babies cry when they're happy? No, babies cry when something's not right. So they've been nice and warm and comfy inside mommy's belly, and then they come out, and they're in a hospital room with bright lights and nurses and doctors, and sometimes the doctors aren't very polite. Our doctor, when our son was born, the first thing she said was, it wasn't our doctor, it was the assisting physician said, "Wow, look at all that hair." Not, it's a boy, not congratulations. It was, look at all that hair. And he cried. But so babies, you know, when they're born, they go from being very comfortable to uncomfortable. So the very first thing, the Buddha said, the very first thing that happens to you in life is not comfortable. It's not what you're expecting. Okay? Then he goes on and he talks about seven other kinds of difficulties. The next three are the ones, the first three things he encountered when he journeyed out of his palace. Do you remember a few weeks ago we talked about how the Buddha went on a journey and he left his palace? He left from four different gates. The first gate he left was from the east. Do you remember what he saw when he left from the east gate? Anybody remember? Yeah, do you remember? That's right. He saw someone who was very, very old. Very, very old. So he said, aging, we all get old. So that's the second of the eight. Everybody gets old, and we don't like to get old, do we? Our body has aches and pains. You know, we start to lose our hair. We get some wrinkles. All kinds of different problems happen as we get older. But this happens to everybody, the Buddha said. Then he said the next thing. Do you remember the next thing he left from the south gate? Do you remember what he saw then? A sick person, right? Everybody gets sick. No matter how well you eat, no matter how healthy you try to keep yourself, you're going to catch a cold at some point. You're going to get some kind of illness. This happens to everybody. The Buddha asked his chariot driver, even me? The chariot driver said, yes, everybody gets older. Remember that part of the story? So the Buddha said, okay, that's the third kind of difficulty. Everybody gets old. And the last one was the third thing that he saw when he left. He left from the west gate, and what did he see? Do you remember? A dead person, that's right. He saw a funeral. He says, everybody, our lives don't last forever. Everybody's going to pass on. This life will come to an end. And we don't like that, right? So that's the fourth. But he doesn't stop there. He goes on to talk about four other things that everybody experiences. The next one he talks about is being separated from things you like. Things you like. So for those of you who are on winter break now, you don't get to go to school, right? So you're very sad because you miss all of your friends, you miss studying, you miss the wonderful opportunity to learn. And so for the next maybe 2 or 3 weeks, you have this sadness of being separated from school, right? Being separated from all your friends and all the fun that you have out on the playground. Okay, so that's one. And it's people, it's food, it's anything that you like that you don't get to have. You wake up in the morning and your favorite cereal is all gone, so you have to eat Cheerios. And so you have that separation from Lucky Charms, and it makes you very unhappy, right? Okay, then the next one, what's the opposite? What's the opposite of that? The opposite of not being close to the things that you like. Can anyone tell me what the opposite of that is? Yeah, do you know?
Getting what you want.
Well, okay, so that's true, getting what you want. But there's another way of thinking about the opposite. It's being with things you don't like, right? Right? It could be maybe a person that you're not particularly fond of. It could be maybe there's maybe somebody burned something in the kitchen and there's that smell of burned pancakes and you don't like that smell, but you have to sit in the kitchen. You have to put up with it. You know, maybe you have an ache in your leg and that hurts and you wish your leg didn't hurt, but you can't get away from it. So that makes you unhappy. It makes you unhappy. That's the sixth kind of difficulty. Okay? The Buddha didn't stop there. He said there were two more. There were two more. One is not getting what you want, right? This is a pretty basic thing, right? So Christmas is going to come for some of us. We're all Buddhist, right? But we might get to open some Christmas presents. Or, you know, we get some Osebo presents. And we really wanted a certain video game, but it wasn't in the store, so we got another video game. Or we didn't get any video games at all. We got socks, right? And so we don't get what we want. We have this difficulty. Fortunately, we're Buddhist, so we can accept this, right? We can accept this and we can keep smiling. We can say, thank you. This is wonderful, right? Because we're good Buddhists. Then the last one the Buddha taught is that we have so many habits of thinking. We have all these habits. We want what we want. We don't want what we don't want. And because of our habitual way of thinking, because of the way that we're used to being, these problems just go on and on. So he said, there's even the problem that problems don't stop, right? And so he talked about these eight kinds of hardship that we have.
まあ仏様が8つの苦しいことがあるというんですね。 まあ、8つの苦しいこととというのは、まあ、まず生まれる。そして老いる。古くなる。または病気になる。まあ、死ぬ。そして自分が好きなものと離れる。嫌いなものと一緒になる。欲しいものが手に入らない。または、こういう苦しみの考え方は人間の根本的な要素ですから、もう常に苦しむ。
So a lot of people, they hear this first teaching of Buddhism. They say, what is Buddhism about? Well, Buddhism is based on the Four Noble Truths. And what are those? First, life is suffering. People say, ooh, what a sad, depressing teaching. But the Buddha starts there. He starts there, but that's not where he finishes. He says, we start there, but where do we go from there? And that's what the teaching of Buddhism is about. Of course, we're going to have some hard times and some difficulties in our lives, but the teaching of the Buddha is, how do we go forward? And the Buddha, he's diagnosed the sickness. The sickness is that we have all these problems. And then he offers a prescription. He says, I can tell you how to get over these problems. The problems come from you're craving. You want it to be a certain way. And when it's not that way, you get upset. So if you can learn to let go of your idea of how you want it to be, then your problems will stop being problems. They'll stop being problems. So that's the second and the third noble truth. First one is about this teaching about dukkha, problems, suffering. The second one is, why do we suffer? We suffer because we want it to be our way. The third one is how we can be free from suffering by letting go of this idea of, I want it to be my way. And so this is a very powerful teaching. Sometimes we have problems that are nothing we can do about it. The fact that we get sick isn't necessarily caused by our craving, isn't necessarily a cause by wanting it to be my way. Same with maybe losing your job or having some problem with a friend. Some of these things we can't necessarily help, we can't prevent. But if we can learn to say, this is how it is, it's not what I want, but this is how it is right now, then right now, all of a sudden, just like that, it's not as much of a problem anymore. Sure, you want to try to make it better, but you don't need it to be just your way in order to find happiness. Even if you're sick, even if you lose your job, even if you have some trouble with a friendship, you can still remain calm. And that's the wonderful benefit of the Buddha's teaching. And then he teaches us a path. He says, this is how you can realize this life. He teaches the Eightfold Path. We read the Eightfold Noble Path, didn't we? Just at the start of today's service. So it's on page 6 of the Red Book. You can review it. I encourage you to look at it and think about how you might live those things, how you might make those practices a part of your life. If you do, the Buddha says that you'll be able to have peace of mind, even if you encounter hardship and difficulty. And there are many different ways to make that Eightfold Path a part of your life. In our teaching, we have the Nembutsu teaching. まあ、釈迦様がこの苦しみという最初の苦しみのことを述べるんですけど、それは暗いなと思われる人がいるんですけど、それで終わるんじゃなくて、そしてなぜ苦しむ？苦しむのは自分が自分のままであってほしい。で、そうじゃないと苦しむ。そして自分がそのままの状態を受け入れると心が安らかになるということを説かれる。そして最後にこの八正道、八つの正しいこと、自分の生き方を正すと苦しみがなくなるという教えですね。 So for us, we find this path to realize the liberation from suffering. We realize a path to make our lives better in the Nembutsu. In the Nembutsu and the teaching of Amida Buddha. Amida Buddha's Pure Land, as I read in this message, this verse from the sutras at the beginning of my talk, is a land with free from suffering. So this relates directly to the first noble truth. The first noble truth that we have suffering. The pure land of Amida Buddha is a land free from suffering, a land of peace and bliss. And so this pure land is represented here in the beautiful Onaijin, and that's the direction of our lives, as we confirm in the Nembutsu. The Sanskrit word from suffering, do you remember what it was? I said at the beginning of my talk, do you remember the word? Dukkha, right? Dukkha. Do you know what the word for the pure land is? Sukhavati. Sukhavati. Sukha is the opposite of dukkha. Dukkha means bad feeling, bad wheel, a wheel that's off alignment. Sukha means a good feeling, a wheel that's nicely aligned. So this pure land of Amida Buddha is the opposite of the world of suffering. It's a world where those wheels are perfectly straight, where we move smoothly through life, and we move toward a life of peace and happiness. The life of peace and happiness that we realize is represented here in the Onaijin. It's the pure land of Amida Buddha. That's the direction of our lives. So when we hear the Nembutsu, we realize, oh, I'm on that direction. Amida Buddha is guiding me away from this world of suffering, away from this world of hard times, and guiding me to this world of peace and happiness, this world of perfect bliss. So as we say the Nembutsu, I invite you to hear the voice of Amida Buddha calling you to Sukhavati, calling you from the world of Dukkha to Sukhavati, calling you from that wobbly wheel to a nice straight smooth wheel. まあ、お念仏を聞くと、この苦しみから極楽の心の安らかのところに導けられる阿弥陀如来のお声を聞くことがありますので、まあ、苦しみというのはドゥッカというサンスクリットの言葉ですけど、阿弥陀如来の極楽の世界はスカーバティという、スッカとドゥッカは反対である。苦しみから
喜びの世界に導かれるのは念仏のことでございます。
I invite you to join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。
南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿